is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Right, well, I'm here in the Department of Astronomy at the University of Cape Town with Dr. Lee Townsend, who is an astronomer, a real astronomer, and he's going to tell us something about his particular interests and what he does as an astronomer. Now, as we know these days, astronomers don't look through eyepieces, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to in this Cape of Storms at the moment. Good afternoon, Lee.
Good afternoon. My main interest is neutron stars. So for those that don't know, a neutron star is essentially a dead star. It's the remnants of a star that's gone through its normal lifetime, like the Sun is going through now. And if a star is big enough, at the end of its lifetime, it will explode as a supernova. And often the remnants of a supernova is a neutron star. And this is a very, very dense remnant. Very high magnetic fields, very high gravitational pull and influence on the surroundings. And this leads to all kinds of extreme physics. So specifically what I look at is the stage in a stellar lifetime where this star has evolved with another star, so in a binary system. And actually most of the stars in the universe are binaries. And my interest is what happens when one of these stars is a neutron star and the other star is a normal star, like the Sun. The neutron star, being denser and heavier, pulls gas from its companion. The term is called accretion.
So can I ask you about these binary systems where one's a neutron star and it's kind of sucking, is that the right word, all the gases from the another star going around it. What will eventually happen? I mean, will the second star just kind of vanish at some point?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and it's somewhat open-ended at the moment. If the star is very massive, then this will go through a similar process to the primary star, the initial star that went through the supernova. And actually, a lot of people are interested in this phase right now because obviously if you have a neutron star, and you have another star that's going to go supernova, you're going to end up with another neutron star or a black hole.
And presumably there's going to be some big bangs in there and some really cataclysmic stuff going on.
Yeah, of course. Supernovae are one of the most energetic processes in the universe. A supernova can outshine 100 billion stars in a galaxy. And so when you have these supernovae in a binary system, often they disrupt, so the two stars lose contact with each other. But if they manage to stay together through these two supernovae by the end of their evolutionary lifetime, you end up with two neutron stars, or a neutron star and a black hole, or a black hole and a black hole. And these systems are very interesting and very popular at the moment because they emit gravitational waves. And so this is kind of the final point in the lifetime of a star or a binary star system. And eventually they'll lose energy. They'll get closer and closer and closer in their orbits. And this is when they start to emit gravitational wave, which facilities like LIGO Virgo are detecting now. And this is really the most extreme physics in the universe at the moment, this endpoint of a compact object binary and what happens and what it means for general relativity and all kinds of fundamental physics.
So it's a bit like, you know, you have all these pairs of stars around and they start to sort of rotate about each other. And one will sort of suck energy from another, and different things can happen depending on the initial state. I've been to parties like that, you know, where you end up with a very different state at the end of the party than at the beginning of the party. So it's one big dance out there, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, as I said, most of the stars in the universe are in a binary. So even our galaxy, for example, there's 100 billion stars, and 70 billion of these are in a binary, and they're all going through the same process.
Thank you very much for telling us about the wild dance of the binary stars. Dr. Lee Townsend, thank you.
Pleasure, anytime.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.